First of all, what about the two quarterbacks? I heard both of them played really well.
Yeah, they run around red jersey.
No, of course.
You know, both sides of the ball, it would have took shots, you know. And there was a couple times there. It's like, you know, Saturday when you were here, Brad, the week before, there were 8 sacks or whatever in there. You know, they got the freedom. But we can't afford, you know, to hit those guys. And we won't into the first game. But they made a lot of improvements. You know, the offense has been simpled down a lot for them. So we can get the ball in playmakers' hands. You know, offensively, we got a lot of playmakers, not just on the first team, but you've seen that tonight. And, you know, those guys have done a great job of getting the ball in their hands.
The wide receiver position, which we have a lot of. You said the word playmakers.
Yeah, and we got two NFL guys playing out there. The guys that can play in the National Football League with Nardi Myers and Bubba Tandy. And Alex Sanchez has made unbelievable strides. And you've seen that tonight. I mean, he's playing at a level that you followed him throughout his career at Stephenville that you've never seen.
Case in Forns,
you know, you're talking about a guy that runs, you know, that runs 4-4 and that can really get open and do some things. And you know, we got a lot of playmakers out there. You know, I looked at, you know, I seen Nick Presswood make a catch. I seen Mitchell Franklin. Those are true freshmen. They're going to be really, really good, you know, make some plays. And that's, you know, they've got the guys that are really good and have played well for us, Brad. They've got better because the competition behind them.
Talk about how good EJ Speed could be as a quarterback.
Could be as good as I've ever coached in my life, and he's everything about it himself as a man has changed. You know, EJ was never a kid that was in trouble or anything like that, but the positive outlooks. You know, he went through some tough times in life. You know, his twin brother passed away a month before he reported to camp, and it took us a while to get over that. And then last year he broke his foot, so. He's the best athlete that this school's got. I mean, you know, this guy's 6'5", 220 pounds, and he's 19 years old and he'll be a freshman on the field. He's really made great strides. And there's, you know, a lot of guys we moved offensively. Cody Bircher hurt his hamstring and hasn't been able to play. I was really pleased with where he is. Jamal Durst is a wide receiver, had an interception tonight. A lot of those guys have really came on for us. And I think we moved like 5 or 6 offensive players over to defense.
Jabari Anderson's injury, do you know much about it?
He's going to be all right. He's a warrior, you know. He'll be all right. But he nodded at me right there when I was standing there. He said he'd be all right. So, but our backfield, we like Zach's out for the, you know, we didn't play this spring. With Jabari and Glenn and McCants and Joseph Sadler, we've got a lot of backs that can play.
Just overall, your thoughts on spring ball and then with the night.
You know, that's what I told them right here. You know, and the spring game, I really don't. It's for their parents to come see. I mean, that's why I was excited tonight. There's 30 freshmen over there that haven't played in the high school, haven't played in a game since their high school. You know, so you talking about a year and a half, they got to play in their first game. And, you know, they had their uniforms on. I put them in game use. That's the first time they put the Texan uniform on for real. So I was really sad when we walked off the practice field Wednesday morning. And because spring gets long sometimes because you got the end of the semester, finals are coming up. But this team got better every day. Our effort is phenomenal. And it's fun to watch them play. We got a lot of team speed on both sides of the football. And they're a blur to watch play sometimes. But I was really sad because about 90% of our team were hitting their peaks that I thought they would be hitting out of training camp. And that's a credit to Coach Cole and his staff and getting them in shape. And they embraced a brand-new defensive system from the calls and the things they do, almost a completely brand-new offensive system. And I was really sad because we've made a lot of strides. I don't want it to end. I wish we had about another week or so.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it, Brad.